Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here they line everybody up the line for one. Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed. Christian Watson in a foot race, and he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Why you got to do that, guys? Why you got to go there with that call and that play? What you doing? Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterball. Why are you guys being sneaky over here?
I like the Buttes music.
I know. He does a good job with that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And the reason I'm bothered is because, well, the Packers scored 28 points. They beat the Bears by a final of 28-21. And I found myself many times asking, I understand that Kyler Gordon was ruled out right before the game. Got injured in pregame warmups, but did that mean that we had to see that catastrophic of a offense or a defensive performance out of this Bears team?
No, it's not Kyler Gordon. I mean, of course it would have been better if Kyler Gordon was in there, but this idea that, oh my God, Kyler Gordon's not here. Quite frankly, the Bears defense has done what it has done this year without Kyler Gordon, and we all love C.J. Gardner, except for the blown coverage he had yesterday on the
poor C.J. was in run fits.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Oh, he had a tackle for loss at one point, or either that or no
yard. It
was
early. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and the interception, but yeah, he got burned a couple times, just like it seemed like the whole secondary sort of just came undone in this game in a lot of ways.
I think one of the biggest problems, though, when you talk about the defense is and this might, it might be this simple. They got that turnover they were looking for from Jordan Love, and they got it early, and they had excellent field position, and the Bears' offense did absolutely nothing with it. And if you're not going to score any point, you can't even get me a field goal, that's going to be, in the long haul, why the game does not go your way. You have to take advantage when you make your turnovers.
I mean, that's it, especially if that's, as we've seen, and let's face it, many times this season, Mark, Marshall, Layla, me, confess to yourself that there have been times where the Bears defense, you knew that the best way for them to get a stop in a particular series was via a turnover. That was, because they produced them so well, a likely outcome. And then secondly, that was the best way for them to then turn around and march down the field, theoretically get a touchdown, and convert it into points. And when they didn't, especially in this game, it was one of those red flag moments for me where I'm going, oh, this is not going the way that they had hoped, I think, via the game plan.
I think one of the big things is to understand that in the first half of this game, the Packers were 4-for-7 on third down. One, that means they weren't in a lot of third down situations because they had these explosives that they were scoring touchdowns on that were ending possessions. And then you look overall and understand they were 4-for-7 on third down in the first half. In the second half, they were 4 for 5 on third down situations. Like understand 8 for 12 for the game on third down. That's going to be hard for you to come back from.
I also thought that, and it's a great point, like it's really agonizing when your defense forces a turnover, as C.J. Gardner-Johnson did, and you don't take advantage of it. And that problem has popped up early in the season for the Bears. But the Montez Sweat sack was good. The another play where I was frustrated for the defense was starting the third quarter, it's 14-3 Green Bay, and the Bears defense does force a 3-and-out in that spot, and the Bears offense does not take advantage. So the Bears defense was actually doing a lot of their usual stuff, but their usual stuff ain't good enough against a team like the Green Bay Packers or just really good teams in general.
Wait, you said the third quarter?
Yeah, right out of halftime.
The first drive of the third quarter by...
No, the Bears got to stop and then score a touchdown.
Did they score on that next drive?
Yeah, that was the Zacchaeus diving touchdown with a two-point conversion to make it 14-11.
All right, wrong on that one.
No.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, and this is kind of the point. It's like the offense got it together, in my opinion. Now, we can agree or disagree on like what you thought of the offense after halftime. I thought the offense was perfectly fine after halftime. Why do I say that? They had 4 possessions, 3 touchdowns, and a possession that got you all the way inside the 10 and ended with an interception.
Well, can we talk about the 17-play drive? We haven't even mentioned that today, have we?
We absolutely should.
Because I did some of my own math on that,
and,
guys.
And I said touchdowns. It went touchdown, field goal, touchdown, and then the last drive was an interception, which they got the ball all the way inside the 10-yard line.
No, yeah. The 17-play drive was beast mode.
Complete beast mode. It tied the game at 21 in the third. On this drive, I counted 10 rushing plays, 6 of 5 yards or more, and Manungai had the back-to-back 9-yarder. So that is one of those things that has – I love that as the identity for the Bears, these long drives, which they had about a handful of them this year.
I don't know why they weren't running the ball more. And I know we wanted to talk about that a little bit more in the 1 o'clock hour, and this was reserved for the defense. But it is one of those games where I think we have to talk about these things hand in hand, you know, because in this scheme, and I think on a good team – you're talking about the offense answering what the defense is going to do for you. But there were just times, I agree, about the explosive plays by the Packers that it was too much to overcome. You can't play like that for a half of football, for example, and expect to be able to redeem yourselves, especially on the road. That's just an unrealistic position. They were so good that they got it down to that final play where they had a chance to score a touchdown and then theoretically get a two-point conversion. They were that good that they bought themselves enough of those opportunities. But regardless, I think that the thing that I noticed about the Packers' offense was that they didn't look phased at all by some of the looks that Dennis Allen gives up front. You know, we talk all about how Dennis Allen wants a ton of bodies up front, load that front line of scrimmage. You see how he'll put like 7 or 8 men even in that box. And it's aggressive, and then sometimes they'll look like they're showing blitz, and then they move back. Sometimes they go ahead and go forward. But I feel like for every one of those, the Packers had an answer. We just didn't see it. And then the pass rush wasn't producing enough on its own to be able to cause any disruption of the offensive rhythm that Green Bay had put together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think part of it is when you look at what Jordan Love was able to do at the line of scrimmage, when he was checking out of passing plays and going to the run, the Bears just could not adjust on the fly like the Packers were adjusting on the fly. Like, the Packers had the adjustments ready for whatever the Bears were doing on a specific play. They were like, we can throw. If we get the coverage we like, we're going to throw. If we don't, we'll just give it to Josh Jacobs and see if he can lean forward for three or four or more yards.
No sacks again. Or no, excuse me. The one sack by Montez Sweat, which was sick. I mean, that was nice.
Was that loss of 14 on the play?
Something like that.
It was a big sack.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it went from like second and three to third and 17 or third and 14, something like that.
Yeah, and when they did put the pressure on, like, this was a bad blitz game for Dennis Allen. Let's be honest about it. They got burned on that quite a bit throughout this day. We saw TJ Edwards dialed up at one point in time, and he flings it for 10 or 11 yards on that particular play. It just wasn't working out for the Bears in this game.
Sometimes you roll the dice, it comes up snake eyes. Sunday, it came up snake eyes.
Well, I mean, the better question is just how are teams going to use that to their advantage for the rest of the season? Like, how are opponents going to see that? What tells did they pick up on in the Bears' defense where they're saying to themselves, no, we're going to beat you this way? And I don't necessarily know that, say, Cleveland has enough offensive firepower to be able to make it happen where they can beat them. But I wonder about the games against the Lions, the next Packers game, and then the 49ers.
Yeah, all three of those teams that you're talking about outside of Cleveland have established veteran quarterbacks who know that, like, when a blitz comes, this is what we do, when we can check out of things. I think that's the number one concern, because it's not a personnel thing. It's a scheme thing, if we're being honest. Now, Jalen Johnson coming back and playing more than the 60-something percent of snaps he played this past week, if he does come back, because he didn't look right. He did not look at full strength.
He looked slow.
And so that's a concern, because if he does not come back to what you thought Jalen Johnson would be at the beginning of the season, that's going to be an issue. Because who else is out there? They say they came out of the game no worse for wear, so that means Nashawn Wright's fine? Is that what we're assuming? Because I was like, my first thought was concussion protocol.
He got kicked in the head. Like, when Ben Johnson said that, I was surprised.
Right.
You're right. The Bears in general look slow.
A step
in this
slow.
Game. Like, really, like Kevin Byard, man, I mean, just exposed. And he's a safety. I get it. It was some bad matchups that wasn't supposed to happen, but exposed. C.J. Gardner-Johnson
off the line of scrimmage.
Exposed a little bit. It's like, okay, we're seeing a step slow day here in the frozen tundra. And by the way, the frozen tundra, that's a pretty well-manicured field. I can't really give any excuses for the cold.
They got the electric coils underneath that keep it warm.
It's the best field
really
in the league.
Frozen anymore.
It's the best field in the league.
But it doesn't play as soft and as giving in that temperature as other fields
do. No, you're
do.
Probably right, but they do an extraordinary, trust me, in my years doing the sidelines, players would always tell me that Green Bay is the best surface to play on, even knowing that they play at Soldier Field, they shouldn't say stuff like
there
that.
There were guys slipping a lot yesterday, Bears players. Slipping a ton.
Did DJ Moore slip yesterday?
Yeah, he had a slip. Yes.
They're his feet, you know? I mean, they are his feet. He is responsible for his feet.
I love DJ's faith in his Nike cleats, but sometimes it's just a matter of the length of the cleat, you know?
Well, we saw them adjusting a bunch of guys' cleats in the middle of the game.
You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you always see that. The cleat, how easy it is to do, but it's tough to know exactly.
They're my feet was like my favorite DJ.
They're my feet.
They're my feet. Come out to Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norridge this Thursday from 5:30 to 7. I will be there. And you can register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark. The next one is with Noah Sewell at Moretti's in Edison Park on December 16th. I am looking forward to the conversation. It is brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. Coming up next, let's get some more phone calls. We didn't have time to get everybody in our 10 and 45 segment, so we'll do it next. 312-644-6767. What did you think of the defense that the Bears had against the Packers? Were you more concerned about the offense, for example? We will talk about it all next. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.